The following podcast contains no references to the consumption of tacos from any dining establishment. Any and all further mentions of tacos in this episode have been censored out of consideration for those with high sensitivity to such content. Realm Maintenance apologizes to its listeners for the lack of taco content this week. No tacos were harmed in the recording of this podcast. Thank you.
This is Tuesday, July 14th, 2015. Comic-Con has come and gone, multiple podcasts approach milestone episodes, and a pair of mages join me to babble about Battle Pets before its 3-year anniversary. This is episode 152.
When the servers go down, we'll tell you what's up. You're listening to Realm Maintenance.
Ladies and gentlemen, beasts and critters, podcasters and podcastees, welcome to Realm Maintenance. I'm Ro, and thanks as always for listening. Let's get the show rolling with a look back at last week's big reveals, or the lack thereof.
You stay classy, San Diego.
Here is the rolling restart. So this past Saturday, thousands of people converged upon the San Diego Convention Center for the annual Media Blitz event that is the San Diego Comic-Con. Warcraft fans from all over the world were ready for a trailer for the Warcraft movie. I was ready for a trailer for the Warcraft movie. Alt from Alternative Chat was ready for a trailer for the Warcraft movie. And all of the tables of these people around the world were fearful that if this trailer was con-exclusive, they were going to be flipped like they have never been flipped before. Things were looking pretty hopeful. I mean, take a look at what some of the other movies were doing at Comic-Con. The Star Wars movie released 3 minutes of behind-the-scenes footage, and they made it available online right away. Batman vs. Superman had a full 3-minute trailer, and this is a movie that is coming out very close to the same time as Warcraft, and that trailer went up on the internet right away. So surely, this was the time, this was the moment, right? Nope. So those in attendance in Hall H got to see 5 minutes of footage from the Warcraft movie. And people who were there tweeted about how amazing it was. And once again, there were really no leaks to be found. Now there were a couple of people who managed to sneak in just a few seconds of a glimpse at the footage that made it to MMOChampion.com. Whether that stuff is still up there right now, I have no idea. But at least some people tried this time. Anyhow, tables were getting flipped, of course, and I feel sorry for all those tables. I was initially disappointed. I expected a trailer. I couldn't believe that I felt like I was once again playing Charlie Brown to Legendary's Lucy. And we gotta remember here that the decision to put out a trailer now or later or whatever isn't a Blizzard thing. It's a Legendary thing. You know what, though? I should have seen this coming. In fact, a lot of us should have seen this coming 2 days before this panel even happened. Now, on Thursday, Legendary released a virtual reality flyover app for iPhone and Androids. It's still available right now. Just look up Legendary VR. And if you use that app, you could get an amazing virtual reality view of Stormwind. Now, what this essentially was Legendary tossing a bone to everyone who couldn't be at San Diego Comic-Con. They knew that we were going to miss out on some awesome footage, and they wanted to show us something of what they were doing with the movie. Now, it kind of makes me feel that they should have released this stuff after the panel rather than before, because if you think about it, if you show this big, awesome flyover reveal of Stormwind and get people hyped up, you were kind of building them up for even something bigger at the panel, only to let them down when, once again, con exclusivity does its thing. I would have released this app after the panel, so that even if people were disappointed that they did not get to see the trailer, there's still something pretty cool that they would see that would kind of just take the tarnish off of the whole thing. Now, conventions like San Diego Comic-Con cost a lot of money to attend. Convention-exclusive stuff is kind of expected. It's a thing. Let me draw a line to BlizzCon. Now, I know you might say that BlizzCon lets people watch online with the virtual ticket, especially considering the big announcements at the opening ceremony are actually available to everyone for free. Here's the thing. The exclusive opportunities at BlizzCon usually come in the form of game demos and other exhibits and opportunities that you can't get by simply watching live blogs or streams online. So, there's really nothing bad about convention-exclusive content. That's what's going to draw people into the convention in the first place. Of course, Legendary did pass up a great opportunity here. But at the same time, I don't think that they did much damage by keeping this footage con-exclusive. Yes, Warcraft fans have been dying to see something already, and many have been disappointed and let down, but you know what? If you're a Warcraft fan and you were disappointed or even upset, ask yourself, are you going to boycott the movie because of this? I'm pretty sure 99% of us are going to say no. I was disappointed, but I'm still going to be hyped and pretty excited about the movie. Now, when the dust settled from the storm of angry and disappointed tweets, director Duncan Jones actually announced on Twitter that the official trailer is going to be made available for all in November. Now, one can only assume that that means that it's going to premiere at BlizzCon, although he did not specifically say it in those words. I'm hoping that's what he means. And now, since I know I'm going to be going to BlizzCon, I think that'll be pretty awesome. I think the electricity and the energy in the air in that main hall when they premiere the trailer will be mind-blowing, and I can't wait for it. But we're going to have to wait. That's all there is to it. Less than 4 months. Chris Metzen said on Twitter right after Duncan Jones' tweet, "Bit more of a wait for the official trailer, but you guys should be used to that with us by now, right? Smiley face." Yeah. Yeah, Chris. Honestly, we really should have expected nothing less. What we can expect, however, is that there are a couple bits of other Warcraft news that came out of Comic-Con, so let's quickly get to that and other things as we go around the world of Warcraft and more in 80 seconds. As of the recording of this episode on Sunday, Method, Paragon, and Exorcist are attempting to defeat Archimonde on Mythic difficulty. Four more guilds, including Midwinter, are one boss behind in the race for Mythic World First. Today marks the opening of the second wing of Hellfire Citadel on Raidfinder difficulty. Soldier 76 is the name of the newest hero that was introduced to the Overwatch roster last week. An Overwatch graphic novel was also announced this past weekend at San Diego Comic-Con. A wave of player bans was issued last week for Heroes of the Storm, which came in the wake of reports of the existence of map hack exploits. Warcraft Chronicle Volume 1 is now available for pre-order on Amazon.com. This is a book that will explain the lore covering the creation of the Warcraft universe and the history of Azeroth leading up to the events of Warcraft 1. In addition to this, a comic book and a novel tying into the Warcraft movie are also in development. Diablo 3 and Reaper of Souls are on sale this week at half price on the Battle.net store. And finally, the upcoming major Hearthstone announcement I mentioned last week will be taking place at the Folsom Street Foundry in San Francisco, California on July 22nd at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Time. This event is open to the public, but if you're unable to attend, you can watch the livestream coverage from twitch.tv/playhearthstone. And that's your news. I'll be back with the hosts of Battle Pets after the overly dramatic news with Hunts the Wind.
Trade Prince opens mouth, completely consumes foot. It's the overly dramatic news. I'm Hunts the Wind. The next election for War Chief isn't for another two expansions, but some candidates couldn't resist getting an early start. One unexpected entry is Trade Prince Gallywix, who threw his distinctive top hat into the ring last week. In that short time, he has already made multiple controversial statements to the press, including a real doozy in which he accused all the goblins that escaped from his plan to sell them into slavery of being illegal immigrants. But while the new Horde is certainly more welcome to free speech than it was under Garrosh Hellscream, Gallywix is rapidly learning that freedom of speech does not equal freedom from criticism or consequences. The Azeroth Professional Golf Association canceled an upcoming tournament at the Pleasure Palace. Leading newspaper The Horde Times has refused all advertising from Kaja Kola and Galmart. Another sanction targets the Trade Prince's favorite hobby. It's a little-known fact that he is an expert bridge player, known for his aggressive bidding style. So desperate is the Azeroth Contract Bridge League to disassociate themselves from the Prince's toxic views that they have abandoned the game altogether and reverted to a trick-taking game that does not have any bidding at all. So henceforth, the ACBL card games will all be no Trump. Broadcasting across all Azeroth, I'm Hunts the Wind. Check out the archives at OverlyDramaticNews.com or follow me on Twitter at Hunts the Wind.
When Mists of Pandaria was announced back at BlizzCon almost 4 years ago, I'd say the most surprising thing was not that we were going to be able to play Pandaren, but rather the pet battle system. From the days of the Mists beta, there has been only one podcast focused exclusively on this aspect of the game that has remained in production to this day, which is just a week shy of its third year anniversary. The show's name is Battle Pets, and I'm happy to welcome back Allura the Mage and Ben the Mage back to Realm Maintenance. How you two doing?
Wonderful. Oh my god, the show is three?
I did some research, and I believe episode one was on July 19th.
On July 19th.
Yep.
Wow.
Fun oh fact, my
that's
gosh.
My sister's birthday.
Well, happy birthday to Ben's sister. You get the podcast.
Yay.
Wow! Oh my god, it does not seem like 3 years!
This interview was totally not timed to coincide with the anniversary, it just happened that way. I did my research and it's like, oh hey, 3 year anniversary, perfect, done.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Wow, that's phenomenal, that's just great. Wow, I'm impressed with us, Ben. I'm impressed.
I'm incredibly impressed because to me it feels like it's been so much less time.
I know, exactly.
Right. Well, it kind of helps that you guys record your podcast every other week or maybe a little bit longer than that sometimes when content's kind of slowing down a bit. So you guys have been going on for almost 3 years, but it only have, like, I think, what, 66 episodes out or
67
episodes. Mm-hmm. I was close. But Allura, with as long a history as the show has had, I don't think I need to ask you what is Battle Pets, because we covered that all the way back in episode 25 when I interviewed you. But one question I do often ask shows that I've had on before is what's changed since I last had them on the show? And, well, I can think of at least one thing for sure.
Yes, we've had one big change for sure, and that is we have restructured Pet Spotlight. No.
Well, okay, in all honesty, the big difference is that there's a different news bumper with Warlords of Draenor.
Yes, there is, right. And it's really great. Right. But to be honest, the biggest change was that Kephis felt like Battle Pets was no longer, well, actually gaming. He took a long gaming hiatus, mm-hmm. and with that, he felt he would no longer be able to properly add to the show. Because a personal gripe of his is he can always tell when somebody who is podcasting isn't playing the game, and he didn't want to be that guy, and he kind of felt burned out on all aspects of Warcraft at that time.
And here he is doing YouTube videos about WoW now.
Yes. Well, it's a, you know, he's blind, so blind guy plays Warcraft is a pretty good angle.
Sure.
And it keeps him in the game, and he's back, and he loves it, but he hasn't tried to get back on the show, which is, you know, it's turned into mine and Ben's thing now, and he's totally cool with that.
Yeah, so, Kephis is awesome. I love him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, he's great. He's on our raid team and everything. By the way, for those listening, all three of us are part of the FERT raiding team, so we talk quite a bit. We have a history.
Just a bit.
He's letting us peek behind the curtain.
I know.
Yes!
So, Ben, talk a little bit about how you became involved in Battle Pets once Kephis left. How did that whole thing all worked out? What brought you into the fold?
Well, that's actually kind of a funny story. I almost didn't get the invitation for it.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if you're familiar with some of the stuff I do, but at the time that, you know, Kephis was talking about leaving, I think I was in the middle of doing, I think, 3 shows a week or so, something like that.
Something crazy like that, yes.
Yeah, Deuctopia, so, Azeroth Roundtable, or was it Arcanum still back then?
No, it was Azeroth Roundtable at that time. Except we had Flex Mode going on at least, you know, once a month as
right.
well.
Yep.
So, you know, Aludra, she, you know, sent me a Talon game. We've got a funny story about us becoming friends, but, you know, we'll get to that later. So she sent me a Talon game. She's like, so, how busy are you normally? Because, you know, she knows that I had a couple shows. So I kind of laid out my schedule. She's like, oh, okay, well, never mind then. I'm like, okay. So then, you know,
hey, I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to, like, not only save myself from the eventual, well, you just saw my week, so why are you asking me this, but also not to put him in a position where he feels he has to say yes because I simply asked.
Sure. Yeah. But see, the funny thing is that, you know, a couple days went by and then she's like, okay, well, I know that you're really busy, but, and asked me if I wanted to be part of the show. And I got to say, the fact that I absolutely love pets as much as I do, and back when Battle Pets was first announced, I actually messaged Aludra on the AIE forums and said, hey, if you're doing a show, I would love to do something with you. And nice. I mean, it's really weird that before she even started the show, I wanted to be on it. So, I mean, it was a really quick and easy yes. Yes, I want to join you.
Yeah, I'm like, are you sure? Because I don't want you to feel like you're obligated or anything. He's like, nope, shut up. I want to be on your show.
One thing I kind of noticed listening to your podcast is when you two record, it doesn't feel at all like you're obligated to do a podcast. You guys just fun with your show.
Well, yeah. See, my end goal was always to make a podcast I'd want to listen to. Mm-hmm. And I love it when the hosts have great chemistry and it's not like, okay, yeah, this is fun, but we got to, you know, only stick to the script. I mean, we got CNN and stuff for sticking to scripts and being serious business. I don't want to be that. I'm not that. So I think I'd scare people if I tried to be that.
I know I would be a little frightened. I mean, bubbly, happy you is great. Serious mode, that's when, you know, stuff is real.
I don't think I can take a looter being real.
You know, I'm a very real person, Ro. We've met. So, I can't be real. I mean, I function in society.
Well, he also threw caramels at you when you met. So
that is brilliant. Yes.
And the Ludra hugs are the best hugs.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
I agree.
All right. Well, talking a little bit more about just what's happened over the past couple of years, obviously we've had new content brought to Battle Pets and stuff, more pets to capture, more pets to fight. But in terms of the show, Aludra, just besides the host change, is there anything else that you'd say in general has kind of changed about how the show approaches and covers Battle Pets?
Oh, definitely. We used to be very much more dependent on Blizzard for content. And then we realized pretty quickly, even when the show, when it was in beta and they were still announcing things, you know, that were coming out, we realized real quickly we can't rely on them for all of our content or even half our content, or we're just not going to have a show, even twice a week a show. And so we had to sit down and really, we have to dig around creatively a bit and have fun with it. We've got some plans for the summer hiatus coming up because, let's face it, nobody's getting news during the summer hiatus.
No.
So we've kind of got to make up our own stuff with a Battle Pet centric theme. And it's fun. It really is. It's a lot less constrictive than I would imagine some of the other shows that discuss rating changes. You know, not saying they do bad. Oh, God, no. But just saying that, you know. We get to use our imaginations a bit more.
I just want to know, when are you going to have those high-end, hardcore PvP Battle Pet experts that stream and they're aiming for world first, world best Battle Pet PvPer on? Yeah, that should be an intense episode.
Wow, that would be intense, especially considering I'm very, well, do it at your own pace, and if you're having fun with it, go with it. And, you know, we could have taken that angle. We really could have, but
I don't think there's even
like a
ranking.
Second or third job. There are rankings.
Well,
yes,
there's rankings for collections, but there's not rankings for, like, battling against people, is there?
There's collection rankings, but against PvP, there might be.
But that's the thing that Blizzard specifically said when they were actually introducing the whole system is that it is supposed to be, you know, kind of just more fun, like get in, get out, just have fun, you know, like
initially they said they were going to have leaderboards and rankings in game.
That's right. I'm thinking of Hearthstone. Never mind.
Yeah, you're thinking Hearthstone. No, it was going to have leaderboards and rankings and win and loss counts and statistics. And I'm really glad they backed off of that because it more fits in line with, I think, Battle Pets should be, which is a fun accent to Warcraft, not the entirety of your gameplay focus.
Exactly. If they wanted to have Pokemon, they, you know, should have made a separate game.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys feel about Battle Pets being a key component for making gold in WoW?
Oh, dude, I'm down. I'm all for it. Are you kidding me? There are sometimes I sit there and I look at a pet and I'm like, you're so great, Hatespark the Tiny, but you are worth 3 months of WoW time and... No, I'm keeping you because my ego.
That's a hard one to get rid of, right? I mean, you could cage it up, but still, I don't think we'll ever be able to get that one again. It's kind of like the spirit of competition, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Which I don't have, so thank you.
You don't?
No, I was unsubbed during that time.
Oh, that is such a tragedy. I'm going to mark that one off on my list again.
And I was subbed during that time, and yet somehow I didn't go about trying to obtain it, and I'm not sure.
You know what? I'm just going to sit here and cuddle my baby panda and my mini Diablo and just cry those salty tears of regret when it comes to the spirit of competition.
Oh, you can go ahead and hug that Zergling, too, because I know how much
you love it. He does. You know, he really likes the cuddles, and I just have to keep him away from all those snakes and squirrels because for some reason he thinks they're all food.
Well, one thing that a lot of people are actually pretty familiar with your show if they listen to Realm Maintenance quite often, because my show, along with The Instance and I think a couple others as well, put on just play these promos that you guys record for your most recent podcast. Some of these promos that are kind of weird, kind of funny. In fact, I'd have to personally say I sometimes find the promos more entertaining than like most of the podcast itself. No offense.
No, none taken, because, we do those immediately after the show.
Okay, I was wondering how that all works out. Who comes up with it? You know, how you figure that whole out.
Oh, it's always back and forth. I mean, you know, usually we'll get an idea for something that we talked about during the show that just kind of, you know, grabs us and we latch on and make the most absurd thing that we possibly can.
Like digital butter.
Yes.
Digital butter, which was actually kind of a tricky one because that came up during our Doghouse promo. Mm-hmm. And we were like, oh, okay, digital butter. I was laughing too hard. We couldn't let it go, really. So we throw down anything at the bottom of the show notes that we think is a brilliant title name. And then we sit there and for 10 minutes, we actually try and hammer out a real script that we stick to about 80% of the time.
Well, you know, we'll like improv a line along with, you know, the general point of it. So you know, it's the best kind.
Sure.
Yes, yes. And it's just done at the tail end of the show as we're still giddy from recording a show. Yeah, yes. And all that excitement that just went on.
Yeah. And seriously, we're usually just dying laughing when I hit stop on the record because some of the things that we've done, like Aludra said, we want to make a show that we enjoy listening to. Well, we both love our ads because we just find them so silly that it's just fun.
You've got to have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they don't have to relate to anything, really. So why make them relate to anything?
Well, another thing that your show's well known for, there's this little friendly competition that goes on between each of you. I'd say it's a matter of pride, it's a matter of prestige, and most of all, points.
Yeah. Oh, you mean this lovely crown I have right here that nobody can see? Oh, yes. It's pretty, and it's pink, and it's sparkly, and I get to wear it, and Ben had to sign it.
Yep, I was robbed.
So, for those who are out of the loop who haven't listened to your podcast, what is this all about? How does the whole point system work? When does a winner get crowned? Just explain this, because some people are like, points, crowns, what?
Really?
Okay. Oh, no. Well, because I'm currently in the lead, I'll go ahead and talk about it. So when I joined the show, Aludra asked me, you know, what's something that's, you know, you want to add or change? I mean, she was absolutely great and gave me, you know, like creative control, like completely equal to her. So for that, I'm always very grateful. But one of the things that I thought would be fun is if we had, you know, just like this what I called the race to the finish, which was to dig up one of the crawling claws because we're both aiming for that for archaeology. Well, after like 4 months of us almost continuously doing archaeology and it never popping, we kind of just started brainstorming new different things to do for, you know, like
you
different
can't
competitions.
Count on RNG for an interesting competition. You really can't.
Yeah.
It was like one of the big things we learned. Like, you can't do it. I mean, it's still fun to give updates like who gets this shawling? Come on. And our listeners are great. They were trying to cheat for us. They were all sending us shawlings, which we all dutifully returned.
You have to earn it.
Yes, exactly.
So, okay, that was the second bit, you know, okay, whoever gets the GUI shawling first, great. I won that, which was really awesome. And so as soon as I got one, I walked over to the auction house, bought one, and gave it to Aludra, because I'm like, we're done with that. Don't care anymore. But it's one of those things where, based on, you know, we do a segment on the show called Team Building, and it's just another silly, fun thing to do. We encourage people to, you know, vote on which one they liked more. So, you know, whoever they liked, they get a point. Like, so if Eludris was absolutely spectacular last episode, then send her a point. Or, you know, we'll just have fun on Twitter or whatever, and people randomly send points in that way. It's just, you know, it's a fun thing to do. A point to
Ben because he had a for lunch, and I liked and
yeah, whatever.
A point really. Off Ben because he did a really terrible rap during Azeroth Roundtable, and so yeah, it's like almost nothing. Almost nothing is off limits. And our last contest actually ended. We award the crown at BlizzCon in the AIE Guild Hall,
mm-hmm.
and the last day of the con, we were kind of stuck. We were dead tied.
Mm-hmm. Oh no.
For the crown, and nobody had sent us points, and we weren't about to ask for points in person because, I mean, come on, there's a limit. So
you can't just go begging for points.
Yeah, especially not in person. Yeah. That's awkward, man.
Yeah, it's like you can't walk up to someone and say, "Okay, between the two of us, who gets a point?"
Yeah. Oh gosh,
it just doesn't work.
No, especially since I bribed them with caramels. So,
thanks, Ro.
We had just opened up a Twitter account, and we said, "Okay, first one to tweet somebody a point on the new show Twitter is going to win." And it took what, like 2 hours or something? Crazy.
Well, the thing about that is we're also in the Hilton. BlizzCon's going on. Signal wasn't the best, so I'm kind of blaming that.
Yeah, but a lot of people weren't at BlizzCon, so. A brand new account. We learned how new our account was. It took 2 hours for me to win.
Yeah.
Well, during the time we were, let me tell you, we were on pins and needles. I think I took a nap.
Yeah. I think I had a burger. It was pretty nice.
Yeah, it was a pretty nice.
The burgers
it was a pretty
at
nice.
BlizzCon are pretty good.
Yes. Oh, brilliant burgers. Yum.
All right. Well, I'm going to give one of you an opportunity to get not one, but 2 points right now.
Yes!
It's going to be based off your answer to this following thing. It's going to be a fill in the blank, all right?
Okay. All right.
So we'll start with Eluder first, because ladies first and all.
Of course.
The most awesome thing about battle pets in 6.2 is blank.
The show or the game?
I'll leave that up to you.
Okay. Well, the most awesome thing about battle pets in 6.2 in the game would have to be how accessible they made it. Instant 25 pet for everybody, which means you can buy whatever pet you want off the auction house. Oh, yeah. And at the podcast, Ben's new bumper for the news. It's great.
Thanks.
All right. And Ben, the most awesome thing about battle pets in 6.2 is?
The fell pup. It is adorable. It is a frost wolf that was rolling around in the grass. I love it. It is, oh, it's so great. It goes along with my whole puppy brigade that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And as for the show, just doing more with Eludric because it's fun.
Aww.
So here's the thing. First of all, Ben, you pushed my warlock button by saying Felpa. You know this, right?
Kind of, but that honestly wasn't what I was going for.
Okay. But I also have to consider that we actually got the ability to get a level 25 pet automatically in 6.1, not 6.2.
Oh.
So
dang.
I have to give the 2 points to Ben.
Yeah, it has to go to Ben because, yeah, I totally was just thinking since 6.0 and not since the new patch. So, man, Ben, nicely won. Way to have listening comprehension.
Well, the wonderful thing is that I actually have our points spreadsheet open, so mm-hmm. I will enter it right now. Mm-hmm.
Greatest thing about working with Ben is I can trust him with this sort of thing, and he's not going to cheat.
Right. He'll keep it pretty legit.
Yeah, and he feels the same way about me, so it works out great.
That's why I shared the file.
What do you feel is the next step for the Battle Pet system? What do you think that they can do to improve the system or evolve the system that's already in place?
Ooh. Okay. So Johnny on the spot is going to say, okay, something that Blizzard said that they wanted to do was to put in a breeding system.
Mm-hmm.
When I was at BlizzCon, I kind of talked to Corey Stockton a little bit about that. And he said that, you know, Battle Pets works, as Eludra said, you know, as an accent to the game very well. So putting a lot of, you know, in-depth pieces into the game just doesn't really make sense for that. That being said, I still think that some sort of breeding would be kind of cool to create new pets. When Blizzard was originally talking about it, they were saying, you know, you kind of sacrifice some pets to create new ones. But I think, you know, take some pets to your garrison menagerie and, you know, put them on a little date together, maybe get them a little tiny bottle of pet wine or something. And,
My question is, what happens when you have a Mac Frog getting it on with a Gusting Grimoire book? I don't know.
Where do you think fairy tales come from?
You know, you kind of set him up for that. I mean, really. Especially since his name is Mac Frog. I mean.
I know. How about you, Aludra? Is there anything in particular that you'd like to see done, added to the system or changed to the system to just make it more awesome?
Well, I like the steps they took with the stones and everything. I think that's great. I'd kind of like to see further integration. I had this idea for, you know, buffs that your professions could give you for battle pets. Mm-hmm. I think that's still workable. You know, if you're a leather worker, you're obviously a trapper in some way or another, so you can get a buff toward beast pets and such in battles, and I think that would be fun.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
That's actually
maybe have them burrow around in your garrison since we're there already and bring you some legendary stones.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
I actually like your idea about having professions tie into it, because one thing, they don't want to really have professions give people a buff to raiding and endgame and stuff like that. But who cares if professions can be used to give you pet battle buffs? I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I think it'd be more fun just in general. More reason to stick with your professions or switch them if you've been on the fence. Or, you know, nothing that'd give you an extreme edge in competition, but, you know, make them easier to catch or something, or easier to level. Mm-hmm. For the time being.
Yeah, and engineers could build a better trap, maybe a trap that lets you capture things and not have them lose levels when you capture them. Or,
mm-hmm.
Or even capture them at, like, say, 50% health.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, magical lures to attract more pets to you or to the zone.
An enchanter can maybe capture a pet and improve its quality upon capturing it.
Yeah.
Yes, that sort of thing, exactly. And maybe for us tailors, we can make cute little outfits. You know,
yeah, it's all about
dorky.
The costumes.
Bow ties, yes. Little tiny dresses, you know, things like
Fezzes.
That.
Fezzes.
Yeah. And Perky Pug can't get all the love.
Exactly.
Fair.
The mole and corgi should at least get the same stuff. They have the same basic skeletal structure.
They really do, and it would look so cute for my molten corgi to have a little fiery princess hat. Just saying. But yeah, that I just like to see a little more cross integration. Nothing groundbreaking, nothing that's game changing or anything, but, you know, just cute little things. I'm all about the adorableness, you know. Cute battle pets are the more unique battle pets are the ones you see more, so why not play on that and, you know, that sort of thing.
Exactly.
I absolutely agree, and I think those are awesome ideas, and hey, who knows? We have another expansion coming down the line since 6.2 is basically it, so more changes to the pet battle system may be coming sooner than we think. We can only hope.
Definitely. Can hope, but I'm not going to hold my breath. And until then, you know, I'm going to keep making this show with Ben because it's just too much fun to give up.
Exactly.
And you guys do have a ton of fun doing it. Aludra and Ben, thank you very much for being on this week. I'm going to play a short clip from one of your more recent episodes in just a moment. But Aludra, can you tell people where, when, and how they can find Battle Pets?
Okay, so Battle Pets typically goes up on the weekends. I aim for Friday, but I'm going to admit it. I forget. I'm sitting there all night going, yeah, I'm going to put it up. So check battlepet.net. That is the official website. So easy, you can't forget. You can also check our Twitters. The show is at Battle Pets Show. That is two S's right next to each other. I am at Aludra_AIE, and Ben is at L the Mage. You can also write the show.
And Ben, I know you guys would love to get some emails, right? So how do they write to the show?
Well, that's very easy. Just send an email to, what is it, battlepetshow@gmail.com?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And I know that when you guys do get email, there's even a special bumper and everything to play, and there's like sirens go off and confetti drops from the sky.
Gosh.
It's amazing.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. It's a little bit of Pee-wee's Playhouse meets Blue's Clues. It's this entire ordeal when we get a letter. I almost feel bad for the people who send us letters, you know. Maybe they don't want so much attention brought to them, but we're like little kids.
Well, hey, who knows? Maybe even I'll send in an email in the near future. creature.
Yes! We would really love it.
I have something in mind, so stay tuned. Ben and Aludra, once again, thank you very much for being back on the show. It's great having you on. And again, congrats on 3 years of Battle Pets.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ben, we're going to have to like do a cake or something.
All right, cake.
I know. I love cake.
And we'll be right back with podcast news after this short clip from Battle Pets.
I come across another one in one of those places. It's Big Bird, right? It looks like the Dread Talon thing or whatever, but it's, you know, tiny and green. So I'm like, okay. So I go to fight it. I'm like, maybe the two extra pets was just, you know, a bug or something. No.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe it's just that one-off. So there's two pets throughout all the okay, Blizzard, we get it. You kind of feel that we're used to battling three pets at once through the use of our garrison dailies. But no, that's not the case. That's not what we want in a daily.
It's not what we're
doing. These are supposed to be dailies. They're just not one-offs. They're supposed to be dailies for extra pet trinkets and various oddments and good. I'm not doing that daily.
Yeah, no. But
I'm
anyways,
not flying around and getting all 12 daily.
So, okay. So I go up against this bird. There's two other pets there. I'm like, this sucks. I still try to do the whole main pet and then two op-pets, right? So then finally I'm like, you know what? I bet I can kill those other pets. I bet I can. I don't care about them. I'm focusing everything on this legendary. And it was the bird. So I pulled out my Emerald Whelpling, my little Terragosa, and my Spectral Kitten. Those are what I use against birds because they hit hard. I kill the bird. There's still two pets. I'm on my last pet. And my Spectral Kitten killed the other two pets. Finally, I was so happy. But here's the thing. Those other two pets, I think you can trap them. So if it looks like it's coming down to, you know, like, say you're going a week versus something else.
Note, this is Ben's speculation.
Yeah, speculation. I haven't tried this because they're kind of hard so far. So if you beat your legendary, I'm assuming you can trap one of the other ones to help end the match. So that might be a strategy if, like, say, I'm using a water type. And now let's do something even easier. I'm using a mechanical. And guess what? That thing's elemental. There's no way I'm going to win this. I'll just trap it. So maybe it'll work. I don't know. That would be great. But I got to say, defeating it was great. I didn't really get a whole lot out of the bag that comes with it. Because guess what? You get stuff if you beat them.
Thrumka, and welcome to Ask Miss Mulgra, your source on matters of etiquette in Azeroth. Today's question is, I plan to take my family summer camping in Hellfire Peninsula to see what Draenor was like after it was Draenor, but before it was Draenor. Should we roast marshmallows or hot dogs over our first campfire? While I may appreciate your desire to show your younglings the history of our world firsthand, time travel can be quite a boondoggle. First, the Hellfire Peninsula is not a petting zoo. Keep your little ones away from the hellboars. Second, when you tell your younglings scary stories about the Fell River, a real Fell River is likely to sneak up and swat you like a fly. Third, after you are dead, your younglings are still too young to fly in Hellfire Peninsula. If you get my meaning. Now, I mean really, have you ever seen the Hellfire Peninsula? It is nothing but barren, parched earth. Besides, the fire rating is extreme this year, so campfires are banned. You should know better than to start a campfire in a dry area with hellfire randomly erupting from the ground. I am Miss Mulgra, and that is my advice. Akamagosh. Follow at Miss Mulgra on Twitter, or listen to previous episodes at missmulgra.com.
Thanks again to Aludra and Ben for being on the show this week. Let's move on to podcast news. What is the Pigtail Mafia? Which Wemb and Temp will tell you all about this shadowy group of female gnome assassins on episode 264 of Bind on Equip, which can be found in all of the usual places as well as bindonequip.com. It's all about the add-ons when it comes to the most recent episodes of Hearthcast. On episode 276, Freckleface talks about two add-ons that will help you track champions into non-jungle. Efficiency is the word of the day as Root and Freck talk about the most efficient way to get to non-dailies done. On episode 277, which releases this week, they welcome Foxlit, the author of the Masterplan add-on. If you're into garrison and shipyard missions, then you're probably pretty familiar with that one. Listen to Hearthcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or at Hearthcast.com. Congratulations are in order to several podcasts this week that have hit milestone episodes. First off, the Heroes of the Storm podcast for everybody known as Stormcast just recorded its 50th episode, and you can either watch it at youtube.com/spazbotstudios or listen to it in all the usual places. Listen in to this episode as Mick and Notch talk about the Heroes of the Pants tournament as well as a very special announcement. Meanwhile, Frosty and Kaz have a howling good time on episode 50 of The Worgen's Howl. This milestone show marks somewhat of a turning point for the podcast as it shifts some of its focus going forward to highlight members of the WoW community. And what better way to start than to have well-known artist Fabelina on as a guest? You can find The Worgen's Howl on Twitter at WorgenHowl, and you can check out the show itself at worgenhowl.blogspot.com. Frosty also happens to be one of the co-hosts of the only active Overwatch podcast that I know of out there right now. On episode 9 of Overcast, he flies solo for a show and spends time breaking down the announcement of Soldier 76 and all of the recent Overwatch-related news that came out of San Diego Comic-Con. His co-host Chris will be back to join him on episode 10, which you can watch live when it records on July 25th at 4 p.m. Eastern Time over at twitch.tv/overcastshow. And if you have questions for either Frosty or Chris, you can tweet them to @overcastshow with #AskOvercast. Find the podcast itself at theovercastshow.blogspot.com. We're not done with milestone episode news just yet, though. The PvP podcast, focused on Twink PvP, known as 15 Minutes with HB, recently hit 100 episodes. It's an episode full of technical difficulties, good times, and giveaways, which you can find at bisnation.net. Don't forget that the 2015 Twink Cup is just days away, and you can watch the special PvP tournament with a $7,000 prize pool at twitch.tv/gamersleaguelive on July 19th starting at 6 p.m. Meanwhile, healers of all classes will want to likely download episode 100 of My Epic Heals, which if I'm not mistaken should be out within the next week. How do Wolf, Hathor, and Patango feel about the state of healing in Hellfire Citadel? Find out by downloading the show from the usual listening hubs or by going to myepicheals.net/meh. It's been a few weeks, but everyone's favorite zero casting cost Hearthstone podcast is back. While Hunter had to leave due to being hired by PvP Live, John from the Well Met podcast will be filling in for a couple episodes. Alec and John break down all the latest Hearthstone news, from the teaser announcement to the state of the meta to all of the latest tournament news and more. Find the Golden Wisp at goldenwisp.posthaven.com. This week on Girls Gone WoW, Raven and EJ have a lovely returning guest in the form of Trey with them to talk about how Blizzard could bring players back into the game. Spoiler alert, they mostly think it's about the story, but there are other things as well. You can find out what these things are at girlsgonewow.net, follow them on Twitter at ggwshow. Is the fight really over? That's what Seraphita and Inquisitor Aura ask as they bring out the tinfoil hats on episode 36 of the Dalaran Academy podcast. Listen to plenty of talk about 6.2 content and their views on the ending cinematic on iTunes or Stitcher. Find them on Twitter at Dalaran Academy, and check out their show page, which can be found in the podcast section at d20crit.com. While you're taking out Supreme Lord Kazek or finishing up your rep grind for flying in Draenor, consider listening to episode 18 of Corpse Run Radio this week. It's a unique podcast full of submissions from a variety of creators, including parody song artists, YouTubers, and other fans of the game. Find the show at crr.podbean.com. And finally, on the latest episode of Guildmasters, Will and Maticus take some time to talk about the backseat raid leader, an issue that's not too uncommon. I mean, once in a while in my raid team, I admit I'm that guy. So, how do you deal with this personality and make the most out of it without creating too much noise in the raid? How do you balance strategy discussion and raid discipline? Listen to the host's thoughts on this aspect of raiding at guildmasters.libsyn.com/podcast. And that's your podcast news, and that sound means your update is complete. It's time to press the play button and keep farming those Hellbane rares for every single medallion of the Legion I can get my hands on. As always, feedback on the show is appreciated, and you can feel free to rate the show on iTunes or Stitcher. If you'd like to help support what I'm doing here on Realm Maintenance, you can go to patreon.com/realmpodcast and pledge as little as a dollar a month, or you can donate to the show using the PayPal button found at realm-maintenance.com. 100% of the money the show receives takes care of hosting costs, post-production, and future giveaways. Realm-maintenance.com is also where to go to find the weekly podcast roundup or to sign up for the RSS feed. If you're a podcaster and have news about your show or a promo to send in, or if you're a listener with questions about Blizzard games or podcasts for those games, send those emails to realmpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow the show on Twitter at @RealmPodcast or follow myself at Rowell, which is spelled R-H-O-W-O-W. Next week, I'll be talking to Ariel and Sunnier Bear from TankCast about their show and, well, about tanking. And I hope they can tell me more about tanking because I don't know a single thing about it. I mean, I would if Warlocks had tanking, but anyway. Until then, I've been Ro, you've been you, and Realm Maintenance has been completed. This podcast has been a presentation of Realm Maintenance Productions, copyright 2015, and is distributed by Signals Media. You can find this show and other great podcasts at signalsmedia.com. Certain audio portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. Thanks again to Ben and Aludra for being on the show this week. Thanks to everyone in the Blizzard podcast community for the retweets and for getting the word out about the show. And thanks to you for listening.
This podcast is a part of the Signals Media All-Star Network. For more information on this and other fine shows, go to signalsmedia.com. It's okay to stick our stuff in your ears. Really?